بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still on the main study book, part 2. This is the last lesson in that part. Lesson number 14, or on page number 20, okay? Now, please listen carefully of what I'm about to say next. Look carefully, lesson 14, the first word it says, Alif with a Dhamma, Ooh, and a Waw. So Alif has to join to the Waw. All we're doing here is we're lengthening it. So it's going to become oo, boo, doo. Remember the last lesson, lesson number 13. I mean, you can scroll back and have a look. The only difference you can see with the alif and waw is now from fatha is being changed to a dhamma. Okay? The zabar has changed to a pesh. That's in Urdu, yeah? Now, a lot of people, when they're reciting Quran, they get these two confused. So I need you to put a lot of work in to differentiate between the two, okay? I mean, if there is, this is the way I make it quite easy for myself. Allahu alam if it works for you, but you can give it a go. Look at lesson number 14. The first example, look at that little square, okay? Alif, waw, dhamma, oo, okay? Look at the waw and the dhamma. They're exactly the same shape, okay? So I look at them two and think, okay, they both look the same. So there's two of them, so it's going to be double the length. Two of them, double the length. Now go back to lesson 13. You look at the waw, then look at the fatha. They're not the same. So it's only single length. Aw, so it's quick. It's a quick thing, okay? And go back to lesson 14. The waw and the dhamma, they look the same. So therefore there's two of them, therefore it's going to be double the length. That's how I remember it. Allahu a'lam if it helps. If it doesn't help, I do apologize. But for me, alhamdulillah, it did help. So lesson number 14 is more of a stretch, okay? So it's oo, boo, doo, thoo, joo, shoo, hoo, doo, zoo, roo, zoo, soo, shu, su, lu, pu, lu, ru, lu, fu, ku, ku, lu, mu, nu, wu, hu, u, yu. Allahu Akbar. So, lesson 14, we're moving on to exercise, okay? So look at the first word. It says utiya. Remember, it's a stretch. Waw and the dhamma look the same. Stretch it, okay? We won't be saying utiya, okay? Remember, please put the effort in to differentiate between these two examples. Otherwise, later on, you're going to struggle, okay? Utiya, burika, turuna, wujuhun. حور دولة لذو زورا يسومون صوري وطوري أعوذ تفور يقولون تكون موقوفون. Look at this example. The first one, there's a fatha kum. Okay? So that's mau. It won't be mukufuna. A lot of people read that, okay? Remember, the first one, look, the two signs aren't the same. The waw and the fatha are not the same. But the second two, the waw and the dhamma, look the same, so double the length. Mawqufuna. That one is mawqufuna. Nuhun sabi. Sorry, where are we now? Sabi'una. Right, this example should be Sabi'una. They've got it a little mixed up. The Hamza needs to be to the left a bit. Okay? And the dot of the bar needs to be the right a bit. Sabi'una. Next one. Sahuna. Yufuna. Qulubun. شهود قعود ثبورا. Okay, that's the end of the main study book part 2. You've got two more parts to go, inshallah, and inshallah you'll be onto the Quran. Like I said, between 13 and 14, there's a difference. In lesson 13, it's a quick, short sound. El, bel, del. And in lesson 14, it's oo, boo, doo. I hope you see the difference, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan for your time, your effort, and mashallah. If you got this far, mashallah, you've done very, very well. And keep it up, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.